he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
We are back in Fiasco Studios and we're on track.
We're in the Great White North.
Back from Waikiki, back from Honolulu, back to where we came from.
That's right, and it's cold.
I always like recording inside the studio.
So do I,
with
and
the
it's
mics
cold.
And Len is here, and yep, so what do you Len think about here. Being back? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine, especially when I get to see Len.
What's the best thing about being back?
Being back is that my backside is cold. I just can't believe what a whiner I am. I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't have enough body fat on me, but it's really, really cold here.
Well, I always knew you were going to be a whiner, but I accepted that. That's part of the consolation of our relationship.
You mean a wino?
Yeah, a whiner and a wino.
Anyways, it's not that it's that cold. It's just that we've been away at 83, 85 degrees, and we come back here, and it's 50 degrees, but it's damp. And there still is snow on the mountains, so you get that cool breeze. It's lovely. And fresh, no complaints.
I noticed the air was very fresh.
Yeah, very nice.
That tropical air is nice, that trade wind, but the air here is crisp.
Yes.
It's kind of crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like bacon frying on the grill.
Oh, right. And the city of Vancouver is a lovely, brand new, clean city. You can really see the cleanliness.
My goodness, the construction going on.
Yeah, still.
We go away for 6 months or a year, we come back and there's progress moving forward.
I don't even know the city anymore after the Olympics.
It's a beautiful city. It's one of the best.
Yeah,
you know, it's been rated as one of the top three cities in the world for the last 10 years.
That's very nice.
And it was clean. Wasn't it clean?
I just finished saying that. But if obviously you don't hear anything I ever say.
No, but you better hear what I'm saying because you're on. Hey, girl, what's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, as you know, I cooked for the CHI camp. Hawaii. And for dessert, I made some chocolate Vega carob cookies. And I really do think that was the best cookie that I have ever made in my entire life in history of making cookies.
And I will confirm that after I ate 20, I blew up. I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah. And then with Daisy, when Daisy came over, there was a fight for the cookies, who ate the cookies. But anyway, it was really fantastic. So I used the Chocolate Vega Whole Food Optimizer, which has the hemp protein, the yellow pea protein, and the brown rice protein in it.
Yeah, it's vegan acceptable.
Exactly, absolutely. So what I did here in a nutshell, I am going to be putting this on Vega's blog, the recipe for the cookies.
I don't know. This recipe, I think you should sell this recipe. I don't think you should just give it away. It's too good.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, I call it I don't know what to call it, but I just call it a chocolate Vega carob cookie. And Vega is vegan, so I don't use eggs or butter because that would be like a boo hiss. We don't want to go there. So I use organic coconut oil. Anyway, so I've got 3 cups of chocolate Vega. I've got 3 cups of large flaked oats. Okay, so 3 cups of chocolate Vega, 3 cups of large flaked oats, a teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon of baking soda. Then what we're going to do is we're going to add 2 cups of carob chips and a half a cup of each. Now, you can do anything you want here. You can add raisins, cranberries, walnuts, any type of nut or seed that you like because some people are allergic to certain nuts and seeds. So just to help yourself and add whatever it is that you like. And then now for the wet ingredients, I add a cup of crushed pineapple, a cup of organic or raw honey, unpasteurized honey, and a half a cup of the organic coconut oil. And what you do is you add the wet into the dry ingredients, you mix it all up, you taste it if you want to, it tastes so good, you're going to absolutely love it. Then what you can do is this can make 2 dozen large cookies, and I mean large cookies, or 4 dozen small little poppers in your mouth. You want to bake it at 350 for approximately 20 minutes. You want to just test it to make sure that it's a little hard on top. And away you go. You can freeze these, and they're really great frozen. They taste delicious. You'll always have them on hand. One of the beauties of these cookies is that they are healthy for you. Wonderful fiber, great ingredients. They're not going to do you any harm. There's no sugar inside of them. You can get unsweetened carob chips. You want to go to your health food store or whole food store and pick up a lot of the ingredients here. And you can make a lot of them at one time. And as I said, you can freeze them so you always have them on hand. Everybody at the luau who tasted them loved them. So there
and
you
why
have
why wouldn't they?
They were really, really good.
You know what I like about whole food cookies is that you can eat them like food.
Mm-hmm.
They're not garbage. They're not fragmented or sterilized or debauched or ruined or damaged. I think that it's okay to take whole foods and mix them together, and you end up with something unique, sort of like a synergistic network or blend of wholesome stuff, and you get all those nutrients intact. When we eat the polished junk, the cake, the cookies and candies, there's no micronutrient value. Now, they taste good. At least some people think they do. I don't. I don't like the really refined dead stuff. I like the whole stuff. But this stuff actually feeds your body.
Mm-hmm.
Feeds the cells.
Absolutely. And there's high fiber in there with the Whole Food Optimizer. It's got the maca. It's got the chlorella. It's got everything in there. There's no grains. I guess if you want to say that the rice protein would be a grain. But there's no wheat in there. There's no dairy. So it's very, very clean. It's for anybody. But as I said, if anybody has any allergies to the nut, then be careful what nut and seed you use.
I'm going to say that this thing has a medium glycemic index. And of course, the load, glycemic load, is the combination of all the macronutrients and then their impact in totality. But individually, I'm looking through the ingredient panel here, like rolled oats and the protein, pineapple, very clean. Coconut oil, very low, low glycemic. Honey is kind of midstream, but nutritive. Pineapple, again, mid. So I'm going to say like walnuts and seeds and the nuts you use, they're going to be low because all fats and seeds are low glycemic. So the value of this cookie is that it's going to stream into your bloodstream very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to bump up the insulin like an Oreo cookie or a regular junk food
and you
cookie.
Don't need a lot of them. That's the beauty of it. You don't need to eat like a half a bag or a whole bag.
They're
you
so
just
filling.
Eat three or four. Like you could have about four of them, maybe six.
They're like lead bricks, but they're chewy and soft.
Yeah,
they're very good.
So, you know, you don't need a lot of them. And, you know, they're really going to clean you up.
I think
too.
That that's what damages people more than anything else is that the satisfaction point is so high with refined food that it takes so much of it to find satiation. Whereas these, and with natural food,
mm-hmm.
you'll reach that point much sooner
right.
because the clock inside is saying, okay, fine. The gauge is set and I need to have it. You know, whatever it is I need. And now that it's coming in, it's flowing in, I'm fine.
Right.
So you feel satisfied. Mm-hmm. But then we have seen lately, more so than anything, the numbers of people that have terrible sleeping problems and they cannot sleep. And I'm convinced that it's because of how they eat all day long and they've got a disordered bloodstream situation. They have low blood sugar. They have a blood insulin chemistry disorder, and they cannot stabilize their blood sugar. And so it caves in and it falls mm-hmm. and it crashes when they go to sleep.
Yeah. And then when they do get hungry, they eat like Cheerios or they're eating ice cream before they go to bed.
They keep feeding the monster.
With chocolate syrup, you know, and it's like, oh, well, I'm just doing this, you know, once in a while. But we know it's not once in a while. Come on, it's not once in a while.
Junk food is addictive.
It really is.
I just wrote on the CHIE news how addictive this stuff is to the point where the rats, when they're fed the junk and they develop an addiction, will starve to death when given the choice between no food and whole food. They will starve literally to death.
Unbelievable, huh?
And I think that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
They're starving themselves to death. I mean, and once you start eating the garbage, you don't want the whole food. What kid wants to eat broccoli and chicken breast when they're raised on Cheerios?
Right. Exactly.
So
yes.
This is whole stuff. Make sure that your snacks, your treats, and your staples are all whole food, fresh food, real food, and you won't get into trouble.
No, you won't get in trouble. And it tastes absolutely delicious. And I guarantee that everybody will love it and you'll be a star.
And if you do fall off the ship at sea, Whole Foods got a built-in life jacket.
There you go. Awesome.
There you go. Good stuff. Okay, so all you guys send your orders in. It's $10 a cookie, including shipping. Okay, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Danny Dreyer, who wrote the book Chi Running. Now, you got this book from Guy Perry on Salt Lake City.
At his running store.
Yes.
At his running supply store.
In Utah. Yeah, in Salt Lake City. Anyway, because we thought Chi for Corey Holly Institute.
Hello. Whenever I see CHI or Chi, it's like I hone in on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So anyway, you read the book and you absolutely loved it. And he spoke on the efficiency of running and using Chi instead of power. He talked about foot placement. He talked about the gait. and moving the body forward, keeping the body over the ball of the foot, which is how I teach my Latin dancing. So very interesting.
Well, you're using gravity. It's your friend. So you tilt forward, and that's going to keep you moving. So these runners that he sees that are running straight, and of course, there are examples of people. Someone brought that to my mind or attention recently. Michael Johnson, one of the fastest men that have ever run alive. He was running straight up, not leaning forward. So there are exceptions. But generally speaking, it makes so much sense. And I guess he's trying to tie in chi, the energy of chi. Now, Charles Poliquin said that there is no life without chi, whereas Danny said that chi is life and life is chi. So it's very, very cool.
Well, you must be just getting off on that.
Yeah, because Charles Poliquin says CHI, Corey Hawley Institute,
there's no life without chi, man.
Hello. Yeah. And once again, I'll remind everybody that there was no presumption with that connection. I incorporated myself. Did you know that when I tried to incorporate myself, Corey Hawley Institute, that they even tried to deny me? The institute in Canada that approves the applications for corporation names, they said, who is this guy and what is it? So I had to go through this whole rigmarole just to get the approval for the name of my institute. Mm-hmm. And it was the connection to education that was the green light for them. So we really are an educational focused institute. That's what we do.
And you just figured that out just now.
Well, it's always been in my mind.
Hello.
But you know what? Ruby and Daisy and everyone, they've all seen Avatar now, and Daisy really got this. And I said, did you get the idea with chi? She says, yeah, it's everywhere. And I said, you're right.
Chi is everywhere.
Yeah. Let's do what we can to sustain it instead of take it away.
Right.
Because junk food takes away your chi, and not training takes away your chi, and thinking negatively takes away. It drains your chi. It's all about chi. He was very cool. He's got a lot of experience working with people who he helps improve their running time and running performance. And he worked with Thai masters, Tai Chi, and he got these ideas drilled into him through experience. And there's nothing like that. So I just thought that his whole idea. Now, if you're into running, I highly recommend that you read this book. If you're a coach and you have athletes who run, get them to read Chi Running. And then he also brought our attention to Chi Walking. Mm-hmm. There's a right way to walk too. It's all in balance. Mm-hmm. It's all in order.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thank you very much, Danny, for your interview. We really, really appreciate it.
Right on. So let's move on to the next hot topic, our CHI, our Chi, Highway to Health Update.
Highway to Health Update. Well, we got a lot to talk about because there is a lot going on. First, I would like to mention about our complimentary telephone consults for any CSNA student and graduate. What you need to do is you need to email me, tracy@coreyhawley.com, and let me know that you would like to have a consult with Corey. It is complimentary regarding anything personal that you want to chat about, if you want to talk about your master's program, if you want to talk about the course, if you want to talk about life, love, cooking, whatever it is you want to discuss, Corey will be there for you to have a little chat with you. It's just part of our service that we do at CHI. We want to connect with our students worldwide, and this is what we're going to do. So please let me know if you are interested in a consult.
Well, normally we charge $150 per hour, or you can buy a package of 5 hours for $500.
Right.
But we provide an exemption to our CSNA students who are
active CHI members.
Active CHI members.
So the prerequisite is, there's always a catch, folks. The prerequisite is that you need to be an active CHI member. And hopefully you are listening monthly to our CHI interviews because they're fantastic. We always have a great lineup and it's on leading edge, on the ball, what's happening. Corey is always researching and studying the newest ongoing thing.
Well, there's a lot of personal, emotional things going on with people too, like your career choices or stress at work or emotion issues with children or family or your environment, or you can't get clear, or maybe you don't understand something that you've read in the course. I want you to just feel free to call me and chat it up. You're going to find that that is absolutely a wonderful thing to be able to talk to people freely and to express how you really think is something that is seldom done today, because I think people are losing the art of conversation.
Yes.
They're texting instead of sitting down and looking at people in the eyes and actually talking to them.
Well, I don't know how often in any institute or university you actually get to talk one-on-one with the person that wrote the course. So I think that's pretty cool that we are doing that. I think it's really neat that you're doing that and actually enjoy. Corey really, really enjoys talking to people and getting to meet people.
Well, there are students. They're part of our family.
Exactly.
And they're very important to us. And it's important to us that you understand what we do and what we have. I explained the teaching program to somebody else the other day, and they were just thrilled.
Right.
Someone else, I mentioned that we can cooperate together with our websites and help promote each other. There's just so much that you'll find out through our discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in what they need to know and what they know themselves.
And plus, Corey likes to talk. You know.
There you go.
Yeah. See, so, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm just looking for an excuse to talk to somebody.
Please email me because he's driving me crazy.
Yeah. And once I drive everyone in our network crazy, then I'm going to go out onto the street, as I was doing
the
in Waikiki, just go up to people on the street and start talking. And then all these people running away, you know why?
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's that. I just wanted to mention that. So what we did in April 15th to the 18th is we had the Chi Chi Camp, a CHI Camp Hawaii intensive, and it was absolutely fantastic. Of total, we had about 20 attendees, and it was fantastic. It was better than I could imagine. The group of people that were there were like-minded, really connected well. It was really wonderful energy. And the outdoor sessions that we had were fantastic. Being outside doing boot camp, that Chad did a boot camp by the water with the palm trees, and Corey did some sprinting, and then Derek Daniels at his studio did a classic dancer stretch class. Just, it was just so eclectic.
Absolutely. And each speaker was right on, starting with Andre, who talked about medications and their relationship to making us fat. You're wondering why you're getting fatter taking your meds? Well, check with the meds. And then we went to Karen McCoy, and she was talking about one thing that stood out. Men and women train the same. You know, these pity potty routines that they have for women? Forget that. You want to see someone working out with intensity? Go for a workout with Karen. And I'm telling you, she looks absolutely incredible.
She sure does.
How old is she? Like, I don't know how
she's
old she
49
is.
She's 49 this
but she's
year.
Been
I hope
around,
you don't mind. I said
she
that,
has
Karen.
Been around the block. And I mean that as a great compliment, because this woman is ageless. We just saw her speak at the wellness show here, and she puts her arm up and makes a muscle, and it just bang. It comes out at you like an Arnold bicep. And this is a female. And she's not huge by any means.
No, not at all.
She's curvaceous. And believe me, men out there, she's built. So it just goes to show you that a woman who gets involved in the right type of weight training, perform correctly, all of these myths, and that's what her topic was about, the myths of weight training and also getting in on food. I love the fact that she promotes and endorses whole food, and most of it being raw.
Right.
Then there was Dustin Dilberg. You know, he's such a soft, gentle person, the surfer dude, the surfing coach. You know, he's trained in Egoscue. He's trained in integrative medicine. He works with his father, who's a chiropractor, and they live on Kauai, and he actually invited us to have the camp next year.
Right.
And for everyone out there, you've got to get to this camp next year. It was just phenomenal. And finally, we had Chad Benson. You know, and Chad is electric. He's very logical. He goes into the intrinsic details of the physiology and biochemistry. And his focus was actually on training, prepare to periodize. And then we went out in the field with him. He led a boot camp. Wow, man, that was tough, but it was great. Right there on the beach, right with the setting sun in Hawaii. How
very
good
nice.
Is that?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And then we did a couple of hikes up to Diamond Head, took some nice pictures, and then also Moana Falls, did that. And we saw a nice hula show and went for walks on the beach. It was just all in all, it was a really great first camp. I was very thrilled. I was very happy.
Yeah, well, so we've set a great standard. Yeah. And, you know, it's most likely that we'll head back to Hawaii for that, because just going there, for those who've never been, it's a must go. For those who have been, well, we're meeting people lately that have been 20, 30, 40 times. And Waikiki is just a cool little culture. But it's laid back. The air is easy to breathe. The trade winds, the little palm trees, that whole corny kind of hoochie-coochie stuff. Very, very cool.
But corny is okay in Hawaii. I don't know. For some reason, the corniness seems to go.
I really miss walking around with next to nothing on. It's such a simple life.
Yeah, people walking around in their bikinis with surfboards on their heads. And it's just really cool. And you come back here and everybody's all cold.
And you know, it's a five-hour snap from here from Vancouver. Yeah. So it's just like driving out to Penticton or whatever.
Right.
It's not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
And the flights are very cool and they're very cheap.
Yes.
You can get there for next to nothing nowadays, but now it's pretty
quick.
I think
the concept of what we really tried to get across, you and I, Corey, is the fact of, okay, it's for anybody, this camp. You don't have to be a personal trainer. You don't have to be a major PhDs up your yin-yang. It's to get away from your environment now. Go to a warm climate. Go to the sunny, surfing, sandy beaches with the beautiful turquoise water. Get involved with like-minded people. Let's get away from your environment. Calm down, relax, recharge, rejuvenate. It's not so much about, well, for me, what I wanted to get across is not so much about getting educated. It's just opening up yourself to a different kind of air, to a different type of climate, to be around like-minded people so that you can share. Eat different types of foods, listen to different types of music. That's kind of what I wanted to get across, you know, and different kinds of training.
It's called camaraderie. And this is what church people do. They
go
to church.
Yeah.
And why? Because they feel safe.
Right.
They share their faith.
Yeah.
And I have heard this time and time again from people that are prolific and magnificent in their walk in the healthy lifestyle. They feel so isolated.
Yeah.
Because they are unlike their brothers and sisters. They are unlike their parents. They are unlike their friends. And why is that? Because they train, they exercise, they have a consciousness of health, and they actually eat whole food on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And that makes them some type of bizarre alien from another planet.
Well, I think also when we do our walks, we walked along the Alawai Canal. We walked along to go to the park when we did our outdoor boot camp. You walked along when you did the Diamond Head, and you walked when you did Moana Falls. Now, when you're walking, you are integrating and meeting these different people and chatting with them about different parts of their life and what they do and where they come from and how they live their life. Now, this is really, really important. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of that.
Well, I was having a walk and talk with one of the girls.
We talked and walked with every single person that was there.
You know, and she said afterwards, she says, I just can't believe how what you said affected me. It just transformed my thoughts and life. So that was very cool.
Right.
You know, but because we're in that environment, there's no walls.
Yeah.
The dark ages of the mysterious past are gone. We can just be ourselves and talk about health and life and stress and family. And then also learn from other people and network. I think what we also saw is that a lot of people are going to start networking with other people.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to happen. Even the speakers and the attendees. Let's work together here because that's what we want to
do. One thing leads to the other.
Exactly.
And that's what CHI is all about because it permeates.
Yes.
That's what chi is.
It's all about energy.
It's an energy that permeates everything.
So I think that's what we really want to start getting across. It's not all about like coming and getting book learning.
We certainly have that. We certainly have the book learning.
But I mean, from my point of view,
That's not the major thrust.
No, it's all about the camp.
It's almost like get down on your knees and humble yourself and mellow out.
Yeah. Okay, so moving back to the Great White North, it is a bit of a change. It is a bit of a challenge. A lot of people say that we have balls. Well, maybe you do, Corey.
The thing is,
I don't think it takes balls, so they say, to get up and move around like we do. I mean, I just think it's who I am and who we are and what we do. And it's our norm. It's norm for us to do. But, you know, not just moving and packing up, but also different environments and different climates. I'm really finding it a little more challenging now. Plus, I'm getting older. I'm over 50 now. It's a little colder and chillier here, and people move a heck of a lot faster. The pace is a lot quicker moving back to Vancouver than it is in Honolulu, even though Honolulu is one of the largest cities in North America.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how much the environment plays such a massive role when it comes to stress and stress management. But when it's hot and when it's warm, you know, our friends came out to visit us and our family and children, and they all came out with these concepts of just running mad to try and get as much done as they could. And by the time 6 o'clock rolled by, they were flaked out in
Everybody's in bed.
Everyone's in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And I'm going, ooh, boy.
You know, so the power of the environment is so much greater than our will. So it flattens you out and it makes you beg. And it gets you down on your knees. And it's just like, now, when you go there for a week, you can try and do your best to go wild and crazy. And many people do. And as a result, they get sick or burned, right? Sunburned.
Oh, yeah.
As much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
But when you live there, it begins to mellow you out. It begins to have its way with you. And it's a very positive thing, because what we can see coming back is that there is a disease called the hurry sickness.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like trying to get as much done as possible, or being pressured by society, by school systems, by parents, by family to attend things, to drive there. It's kind of a madness. The insanity of humanity. And you can really see it as you move to a larger city, but also with a different climate that's colder. People move faster here, there's no doubt, and it really burns them out.
Well, I think what happens is people try to do too much in one day. That's what I'm finding. And though, you know, the reason that we were ill is because we are never still. And that's one of the big reasons, is everybody's go, 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 go. Has anybody ever thought that maybe why don't we just stay home today and not do anything? That's okay to do that. I'm not saying every day, but just maybe on a Sunday, don't do anything. Just stay in your pajamas all day, the whole family. Go in front of the TV and watch TV, or play a family game. Or you don't have to be on the go 24/7.
That's right. And another big message that I'm taking back with me that came up time and time again is you have got to do what you love in life. Otherwise, you are wasting your life. And don't tell me it's because of money. Don't tell me it's because of fame. Don't tell me it's because of power, because you'll lose all of it in the end. Everybody in the world, every master, every authority, every author of every book on this topic says you need to be passionate. But how can you be passionate about something that you're doing that you hate or dislike or are indifferent towards? You've got to find something in your life that you enjoy doing. And then hopefully, ideally, if you work towards this, you can generate revenue. You can make what you love to do your source of income so that it sustains you while you're alive. That makes your life more bearable. You can tolerate stress better. But imagine if you're under a huge amount of stress and you don't like what you do for a job. Can you imagine going to that job day after day, hating the people, hating the job, hating the environment? You'd go mad.
Well, that goes
no wonder people are addicts.
Well, that goes to show when we went to see Ruby. Ruby works in a kitchen. It's a full-on industrial kitchen. And they just think she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. She's a hard worker. She loves her boss. She loves her boss's boss. And they love her. She gets paid well. And she loves the work. But it's a long way for her to go to this work that she does. And we said, Ruby, you have no idea about how wonderful that is. You like your work. You like the people you work with. You're getting paid well. It's worth it to travel a little bit. Like, she has to sit 45 minutes on the bus, or which is really not really a lot. She can study and do other things on the bus and the SkyTrain. But the point is, she's very fortunate at her age to be able to have a job that she really, really enjoys. And the people enjoy her and she enjoys them.
Yeah, it was really nice to hear the pastor saying that you've got a daughter with a fantastic work ethic.
Yeah.
And I said, hello, is that my daughter?
Yeah.
We're talking about the same person.
She gets that from me, of course.
Of course, she's well trained. Now, also, I heard someone else saying the other day, based on experience, that a short order cook in that setting is one of the most challenging and most difficult jobs there is, period, anywhere.
Well, it's all about timing.
Because you've got to whip up the food immediately and have it all ready. And when that surge of people come in, those hungry students, they want it now.
Yeah.
And you've got to have everything organized.
Yeah.
And she does. She is on top of her game.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see.
It's wonderful to hear.
And this is going to lead her on to greener pastures as well.
I told her she could become a major chef and I'll be her sous chef. I'll be the assistant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Very,
that'd be
fun. Cool.
Boss me around for a change.
Yeah. So remember, everybody out there, hang loose.
Yeah.
You know, put the hammers down and just go for a walk. Learn to talk to people one-on-one, get some eye contact, and review your life. See whether or not you're heading in the right direction. Because if you're not, you're going to get into trouble and it's going to bring you down. There are things that you can do about it. There are steps that you can take. You don't necessarily have to quit your job tonight, today. And sometimes you do.
Well, if it's not working, change it. And another thing is when you ask somebody, you walk up to them and say, hi, how are you? And then you walk away. Don't ask them how they are unless you're going to sit and listen to them. Because I think that's the funniest thing. People go, hi, how are you? And you walk away. And this person goes, well, you know, I'm feeling great or I'm not feeling so good. Don't ask them unless you have it. That's a question. You've asked a person a question and you're not going to wait for the answer. I think it's kind of rude, actually.
Well, I had a conversation recently in Hawaii just before we left. And the person was absolutely stunned and amazed that I actually took the time with interest, and it was sincere, to listen to what exactly they had to say about their life. And this guy was just absolutely blown away. He says, nobody listens to me. Nobody takes the time to listen to me. And that was the other thing.
Yeah.
We had the time. And you know what? You can still be productive. You can still get things done.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all about your health. Make it number one, people.
Right, exactly.
Good stuff. Okay, so that was a great SNU, dear. It is good to be back for a lot of reasons.
It's wonderful to be back.
So what is your final word?
My final word is by Winston Churchill. There is nothing wrong with change if it is in the right direction.